Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of August 9th, 2024. Got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. Obviously, some great shows to talk about. I have some great local music to play. And we're going to check in with Joseph Biss for another installment of Joseph's Folk Corner. So without further ado, let's get started.
It's motherfucking Andy.
Just hanging around
with some local motherfuckers in the Dazzle Den. If you're in a local band, then you're passing through town.
Stop by.
When the creepies come out,
you're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den.
Event we have is tonight, Thursday night, at Unahog in Hoosick Falls. It is part of WEQX and Unahog's summer concert series. Tonight we have Shane Garrett performing, and it's going on every Thursday this summer through mid-September. So tonight we have, like I said, Shane Garrett. Next week, the 15th, is the Pikes. August 22nd is my good friends, the Sugar Hold. And then August 29th, I'll actually be there with my band, Shortwave Radio Band, or I say my band, the band that I am a part of, Shortwave Radio Band. And we're actually going to, you know, I said we were going to play our new EP, like, in its entirety, but we've actually written, like, a bunch of songs to the point where we're not sure which ones are going to go on the EP, but we also decided that we're going to play all of them, so you can kind of give us some real-time feedback. So if you come out to the show on August 29th at Unahog, we're going to play basically all the new songs that we have, and some of them will go on the new EP, some of them will not, but either way, you'll get to hear them and be like, hey, we like this one, or I didn't like that one as much, so it'd be cool to get some real-time feedback from everybody, so come out for that. But anyway, and then into September, on the 5th, we have Joe Mansman and the Midnight Revival Band, and then on the 12th, wrapping it up, will be Great Mutations. So again, that is WEQX and Unahog, their summer concert series, every Thursday, now through September 12th, at Unahog in Hoosick Falls. So coming up on Friday, Elliot Woods will be performing at Bound by Fate. And Elliot Woods, for those that may know, is the daughter of Shortwave Radio Band's drummer, John Woods. And she has put out a ton of great music. She put out an EP and then a single that did very well. And then another a full-length album on top of the EP and the single, all within a very short amount of time. And the thing about that is she not only writes her own music, but she writes it, she records it, and she engineers everything herself. So basically everything that you're hearing is her, all from, you know, like I said, the writing, the recording, the engineering, and all the instruments and the harmonies, and really amazing. I'm super proud to be a part of her musical family, I guess you could say. But anyway, I also found out just before I got rolling that she is going to be on Andy Gregory's show on WEXT, the local 518, which if you don't check that show out, you absolutely should, because it is a great resource for what's going on. He has such a nice curated selection of music. He really takes care to showcase all corners of the 518 and all genres. So kudos and props to you, Andy Gregory of Local 518. And be sure to catch Elliot Woods on the Local 518. That's actually tonight, Thursday night, she'll be on the Local 518. And then tomorrow night, Friday, she will be at Bound by Fate in Schuylerville. And I believe it starts at like 5 or so. But, you know, just get there when you can and make sure you catch that show. So Elliot Woods tomorrow night at Bound by Fate. And right now we're going to hear an Elliot Woods song. This is off her latest album. This song is called Radio Silence, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
It's been 3 months since I wrote this down. I said you don't have to be lost. but your kingdom's in ruins. Build it up again. About everything, but nothing leads back to you. If you're so tough, put the radio silent. I've had some dreams all about you. Hitched us a ride and sailed us out to sea. For once I didn't wish I was another girl. And we said, everything, but nothing leads back to you. And if you're so tough, put the radio silent. Oh God, they never grow. Oh God, they never grow. Oh God, they never grow up. Oh God, they never grow. Oh God, they never grow.
Radio Silence from Elliot Woods. And again, catch her tomorrow night at Bound by Fate and listen to Andy Gregory's show, Local 518 on WEXT tonight. This Saturday at the Rat Den, we have Error Sparrow, Skin Pig, Maskolove, and Ghost Grind Goddess. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing Maskolove correctly, but anyway, what do I know? So Skin Pig actually just recently did an episode of Unsigned 518 that'll be coming out, I believe, in like 2 weeks from now or so. So if you're interested in learning more about Skin Pig, check that out. It's coming up on Unsigned 518 proper in the next couple weeks. And if you'd like more information on the Rat Den and that show, just follow Rat Den on Instagram, and you can DM them for the address to the show. So right now we're going to check in with my good friend Joseph Biss. He did the show right early in the beginning, probably in the first, I don't know, dozen or so, maybe 20, I don't know, it was a long time ago. But I got to know him. He has deep roots in the area where I live, Bacon Hill in Schuylerville. And he's just an all-around great guy. Like, I really just love his energy. I love his positivity. I've not only never heard anybody say a bad word about him, but I've never heard him say a bad word about anybody. He's just such a positive figure in my life. So in talking to him quite a bit, you know, over the last couple of years, we've gotten to know each other. I was like, hey, you know a lot about folk music. You're embedded in the scene. You're a great folk musician yourself. And I don't know as much about that kind of music. So it was kind of like, hey, would you be my my folk correspondent, so to speak? And literally, and this is no joke, within probably 20 minutes or so of just like sending this, this message, like, hey, what would you think about doing this? He had sent me what ended up being the first installment of Joseph's Folk Corner. I mean, he literally did it immediately and sent it over to me. And I think we're just going to try to do it every week if we can to, get a spotlight on the amazing folk scene that we have in the area. So without further ado, let's check in with Joseph Biss for Joseph's Folk Corner.
Hey folks, it's me, Joseph, with another installment of Joseph's Folk Corner. Not sure if I need to add my own delay, but it sure gives me a little bit of joy. So I'm going to start off with some local shows first, and then we're going to move on to some little bit further out down in around the Albany area shows. So we're starting off with this Saturday, a vegan fest in Glens Falls, New York. That's going to be at City Park, which is the park that surrounds Crandall Library. We're going to be playing tunes right in the bandstand there. It's going to start off with my friend Brent Haviland's going to be playing a set. After that, we'll be followed by Alicia Messier-Vanskoy, another dear friend of mine. And then I'll be playing the last set of the day. That goes, I believe, to 11 to 3 o'clock. Now, it may be a little damp, and save there being big boomer thunderstorms, we're going to party on no matter what. So make sure you bring your rain boots, your slickers, all that fine jazz. And then, I am so greatly, greatly enthused to say this, but the Mountain Goats, one of my favorite and most inspirational bits of music and creativity to me personally, is coming to the Egg. That's going to be on October 11th. You can already get your tickets now. And if you're not familiar with the Mountain Goats, it started off in the early 90s with John Darnielle as a solo project. And then eventually he was joined by bassist Peter Hughes and went on to pick up a drummer and a multi-instrumentalist from there. But we are so lucky to have this show to be a duo. It'll just be John and Peter, and I'm sure it's going to be a heck of a time. My wife and I, we already got our orchestra seats. We're going to be right up front. We're going to be screaming along with every word. And then another fantastic show, Come to the Egg, this time on November 13th. It's going to be Haley Hendricks. Now, if you're not familiar with her, she's from the West Coast. Finger-picking, voice like a, I don't even know, the smoothest, most ethereal voice you could possibly think of. Go look up her Tiny Desk. Her last name is not spelled like Jimi Hendrix. There's a lot more letters, a lot more consonants in there, but I'm sure you'll find her. She first came out with I Need to Start a Garden, her first full album, 2018, I think. And there's some pretty heavy teases that she's going to be announcing her second album, and this big tour is going to be in support of that. So that is on November 13th. So we have some fine music coming in, some smaller stuff, some local music starting this weekend. And then make sure you add those dates to your calendar later in the year. I'll be there to those, because if you're not familiar with either the Mountain Goats or Haley Hendricks, familiarize yourself, because those are both going to be some fantastic shows. Well, folks, that's what I got for you today. Be sure to look forward to more installments, because we have so much good folk coming through the area, and we have so much good folk in this area already. Yes. So ta-ta. Take care, folks. I appreciate you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Joseph. Again, that is Joseph Biss with Joseph's Folk Corner. All right, so this next one is huge. It's on Saturday. It's called Scally's Hardcore SummerSlam 2024. It's two stages and 20 great hard rock bands. I'm not going to tell you all of the bands, just because, again, there is 20 of them. But I can tell you the two stages. One of them is at Sweetside Records, and that is House of M's Lightweight Champions stage. And then the other stage is at Scally's, and that is Rock Cabin Productions Heavyweight Champions stage. And there's music throughout the entire day. It looks like it kicks off at about noon. Doors open at noon. First band goes on at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes all the way deep into the evening. And, you know, just a couple of the bands that have been on this show, like Hard Luck Souls, Death Cult Pharmaceutical, Seas Atlantis, B. Austin, Jupiter Queen, and Anna Cortez. So that's just a couple of the bands that I'm seeing off of the list of 20 that have actually appeared on the show. But there's other bands on there. I've heard of basically all of them. So you should go check it out. Again, it's an all-day thing. One of the stages is at Scally's. One of them is at Sweetside Records. And if you'd like more information, I will put a link to their Facebook event in the show notes. You could just click on that and find out all about that huge event that is going on this Saturday. Again, it is the SummerSlam 2024, brought to you by Sweetside Records, House of M, Scally's, and Rock Cabin Productions. And right now, we're going to hear a song from one of the bands that are playing on Saturday. One of my favorites. I really love this band. They've got great songs, super nice people. So check out Anna Cortez. This is their latest single. This one's called Last to Know, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
You to know.
Also on Saturday at Dancing Grain, we have Twilight Drive. They're going to be performing, and it's actually John's birthday of Twilight Drive. Twilight Drive have been friends of mine, friends of the podcast. I met them way back on, I think it was episode 2 or 3, when the drummer for Twilight Drive, who's also, the drummer and the band leader of Planet Niffin, Daryl Niffin, he was literally my second or third guest ever on the show, and then I became friends with them, and John of Twilight Drive has come on the show. We've played shows with them. We Shortwave Radio Band are playing with Twilight Drive early September at Ophelia's, so details on that are coming up soon. But again, you can catch Twilight Drive this Saturday at Dancing Grain. And right now, we're going to listen to a song from Twilight Drive. This one's called Don't Leave, here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Grass is green on another side, and the distance has arrived. So I watch you begin again with the newness at your back. All I know is you're not around. Could you be less unaware? Trains and memories of the new reality. Every day you slip away to your woke scene. So I watch you begin again with the newness at your back. All I know is you're not around. Could you be less unaware?
Don't Leave from Twilight Drive, and again, catch them at Dancing Grain, and make sure that you say hi and happy birthday to John Prilo of Twilight Drive, because Saturday is his birthday. All right, I wanted to let you know that coming up this Friday, there is another episode of Unsigned 518 that's going to drop. It's an Unsigned 518 Presents episode, which will be a special episode on Dojo Beyond Time and Space, and more specifically, their Capital Region feud game show that is coming up next week that I am a contestant in. So I didn't know a whole lot about what I had gotten myself into when I agreed to be a contestant on this. And I literally kind of found out what I was in for when I talked to Aiden Hennessy of The Dojo, and that was while I was recording the special episode that's coming out on Friday. So if you want to find out what the Capital Region feud is all about, what The Dojo Beyond Time and Space is all about, make sure you check out the special episode that'll drop midnight Thursday, so, you know, Friday. And that is, again, coming out Friday of this week, so check that out. And I also want to remind you that if you want to send me music or even just like a band name, if there's a band that, you know, your friends have that you think I should hear or that you're in that you think I should hear or whatever the case, just feel free to drop me a line. Instagram is probably the best place to reach me. Just send me a DM through Instagram. Tell me the band that I should check out, maybe link to a song. Or if you wanted to send me a song, an MP3, you could send it to Andy@unsignedproductions.com, and I will get it there, but I can always, you know, pull something digitally or whatever. But just basically, if you want to put a band on my radar, the best way to do it is to just reach out to me and say, you know, hey, ding dong, check out this band over here, and I will do my best to accommodate everybody and check out all the music that I can and, you know, maybe help people out there discover new music, help bands be discovered. That's kind of why I'm doing this. All right, before we go, I had said a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to try to stick to it, that at the end of the episode, I'm just going to put a song on that doesn't necessarily have to do with an event that's happening this weekend. It's just a band or musician that's either on my radar or something that somebody sent me or, you know, just something that I'm like, hey, I want some ears on this, and I think it's a great tune, a great artist, or whatever it is. I'm just going to play a song kind of to play us out at the end of the episode. So this week, what I'm going to do is play a song from Mr. Pigs. I met him when he came on the show, you know, just did an episode of Unsigned 518 proper. And it was one of those that after we did the episode, I think we hung out for a couple hours. And Ryan from Shortwave Radio Band came over. We hung out in the Dazzle Den, like really got to know him. I, you know, just think he's a great dude. Great music, just like tapping into the kind of hip hop that I really grew up on, like 90s stuff, House of Pain, but with his own flair. And I love that he is so fucking proud of the 518. You know, he mentions 518, he mentions Albany, he mentions, you know, the places that he loves, that we all love, in a lot of his music. So I think that's really cool too. So get to know Mr. Pigs. Follow Mr. Pigs on Spotify. And actually, you know, with all the bands that I have on, the best way to help make a community and spread the word is I always have their Spotify page or their Bandcamp page in the show notes. And if you could just take a second, if you're listening to the episode, and go to the show notes, click on these bands and just give them a quick follow, because it's free, but it's a good way to help, you know, the more people follow them, the more the algorithm will allow people to see them. So, like, you can actually really make a difference at this point in a lot of these bands' careers, you know, because, like, you're catching them at this early point. And, you know, obviously a band that has hundreds of thousands of streams and followers or millions of followers or whatever, it doesn't make a difference if you follow them or stream their music or not, because, you know, millions of other people already are. But when you're dealing with local bands, those numbers are real and can have a real effect with not that much. You know, if you know, speaking from personal experience, my band, if I saw like a spike of like a couple dozen listeners in a week, that would be fucking huge. You know, that would be something that I'd be like, whoa, look at that. You know, like, and it gives smaller bands, local bands, momentum. It gives them more confidence. And for the listener, it's so easy. You just follow. That's all you do. You follow. And then you maybe check out a couple songs, and takes a couple minutes, totally free. And bands as well, I would suggest, you know, a good thing to do is just start following all the other bands in your network or in your area. And even if they're not the same genre of music, just everybody follow everybody on Spotify, on Instagram, and that's how we build a community. We become aware of each other and, I don't know, whatever, fucking rant over. Let's listen to a Mr. Pig song. This is Exit 23, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Capital City. We're headed to the one place that can never decline because it was never that great. Upstate New York.
We from that place upstate, Albany 518. You not familiar with our city, probably somewhere that you hate. I think it's great, I would've left a fucking while ago. Not gonna lie, some of the cats out here be wildin' though. So I just keep it low-key for those who know me. I sharpen swords and swing them like I was Shinobi. Oh yeah, I OD, bars for me, I flow heat. I'm probably bringing better lyrics over your beat. Seat taking, I'm old and my bones are breaking. Stay making jokes, but I'm never forever faking. Laced on the foot loose, call me Kevin Bacon. I rocked the party, got me seizuring and shaking. I made mistakes and learned a lot through epic failure. And now I'm so on point, afraid that I'll impale ya. Nail in the coffin to my people, I'm a boss. And to myself, I tend to think I'm really dope and pretty awesome.
I'm like no other motherfuckers. No. I'm like no other motherfuckers. No, who's the best at
Poughkeepsie up to exit 23, you'll find me. Some of the city ain't safe, it's kinda grimy. Rhymes be rattling out of the mouth, the pad again. Coasting through the flow like floats with no one paddling. We trim the fat again, not too many standing. I guess I'm just a prick, strict and too demanding. Planning always been a weakness, not a strong suit. Driven for the bigger picture, getting long loop. Boots, I let them breathe, there's no need to lace them. Compare me to commercial rappers, I disgrace them. Erase them, then replace them, leave a mark like shit stains. I hit some fire flower right before I spit flames. Games, honestly, was never into playing them. I popped a purple tape, bugging out over raying them. Dope lines, I'm saying them, do it for the culture. So disrespect and do my best just to insult you.
I'm like no other motherfuckers. No. I'm like no other motherfuckers. No, who's the best? I'm like no other motherfuckers. No. I'm like no other motherfuckers. No, who's the best?
Upstate New York.
All right, that was Mr. Pigs with Exit 23, and that is it for this week's edition of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. I appreciate you so much for taking time to listen, and I, you know, if you could just share the show. You know, not just tell a friend about the show, but if you could, like, you know, almost kind of like force it upon them, like copy the link from Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you listen and text it to like two or three friends. Because if everybody that listens to this one episode shares the show with just a couple other people, that growth could happen very quickly. And, you know, I would appreciate that if you could take a moment to share the show with a couple people that you think that might like it or benefit from it. But anyway, that is it for me. I am Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight, and I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.